Okay, so we are back with part four of the Raving Fans Formula. This is really all about attracting and magnetizing your true tribe and doing things differently and doing things on a level that is really going to make you stand out from the crowd. I've said it many times and I'll say it again, that you should always strive to be the absolute best. You know, when it comes to what you do, your skills, how you handle people, your customer experience, everything. And when you can do that, you will really start to attract the right people. You'll attract people who are going to rave about you, who are going to send you referrals, who are going to give you glowing testimonials, and who are going to want to buy from you again. Like, who does not want that? So we're going to go over some things for you to consider as you are exploding your online business. So attract and magnetize. This is really crucial that you understand the concept here and, you know, not feel so entitled. I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs feel entitled that, you know, if they do the work step by step or they implement the strategies, that they're going to attract and magnetize the perfect tribe. And that really isn't true. The way that you're going to attract and magnetize your true tribe and your true fans, this is really what's going to establish you in your business. And the way that you do that is through your content. It's through being the best. It's through delivering massive value, through delivering that amazing customer experience and understanding your people, making them feel important, making them feel like VIP and not just somebody that you want to sell to. Another part of this is really understanding what they need from you and understanding that through line from what you can deliver and who you are to what they want and who they are. So this is really important. I want to talk a little bit about how I was able to grow my tribe and magnetize people from the outset, from day one. And this goes back to what we've talked about in the previous modules, which is storytelling, sharing who you are, your vulnerability, your authenticity, and really going out there and giving it your all and giving it your best. People feel that. People feel your energy as well. Energy is everything. So if you are just by the book and you're doing the strategies and you're doing the step-by-step, but you have no enthusiasm behind it, there's no authenticity, or you're copying other people, you're not going to attract and magnetize anyone. So you really have to come from a place of service. You have to come from a place of really being authentic and real and relating to your customers and your potential clients. This is how you're going to do that. Exclusivity marketing. Something that a lot of you probably don't want to hear, but I do want to stress this. So essentially with exclusivity marketing, you realize and you understand that you are not for everyone. This is something that most entrepreneurs don't leverage. They feel like they want to help everyone. And yes, of course we want to help everyone because that's in our soul and we just want to serve. But by being ultra exclusive, you're actually getting to pick and choose who you want to work with, which will make your business brighter. It will make your business easy. It will make your business flow because you know exactly who you serve, how you serve them, and why you are uniquely suited to serve them, right? This creates respect in your marketplace. This creates that influence when you know exactly who your ideal market is and who is not, because you're able to market differently, you're able to promote differently, you're able to position yourself differently. So this is something that I definitely want you guys to really consider, because this is really a mindset shift that is required in order for you to position yourself as an influencer and as a trendsetter, is knowing that you're not for everyone. Not everyone is going to love you, but that the people that are and that tribe, that exclusive tribe that you want to serve, is there for you no matter what. They're raving fans. They're talking about you all the time. So I want you guys definitely to consider who you want to exclusively serve. Next, I want to hit on something that I feel is really, really important in our industry, in the online industry that is growing at such a rapid pace, and how we can really jump on the good bandwagon. You know, there's lots of people operating without integrity in our industry. So how do you influence with integrity? How do you show up? How do you show up as your true self? How do you show up as somebody who is going to attract people who are a mirror to you? So a couple of things I want to talk about is, you know, operating with total integrity. Some of you are newer. Some of you have been doing this for a while. But always, always remember that you're a public figure. You know, you're somebody that people look up to. You impact people. People are listening to what you say. So it's got to be spoken with integrity. So one of the things that you can do is just do what you're good at. If you're not good at something, or if you don't enjoy doing something, or if you resent doing a specific type of work or working with a certain type of people, don't do it. Do only what you're good at. Do what feels good. That's been a recurring theme in this course, because this is all about feeling good. So do what you're good at. Do what feels right, and people will be attracted to that. People will feel that energy, and they'll want to work with you. Do not sell what you haven't done for yourself or what you haven't done for others. So, you know, if you are a weight loss coach, but you've been thin your whole life, and you've never really helped other people lose weight, but, you know, you've maintained your thinness, there's probably a little bit of misalignment there, in knowing that you can actually help others lose weight, or that you've done it for yourself. If you're a coach of any sort, let's say you're a relationship coach, but you are in a crappy relationship, or maybe you have been single your whole life, or maybe you've had 3 divorces, you know, probably not within integrity to help other people with their relationships. If you're a business coach, don't tell people that you can help them make $10,000 a month in their business if you haven't done it for yourself, or if you have not gotten that result from your client. People are smart. People are savvy. People know when someone is operating without integrity or in misalignment. So there, you know, there's going to be steps to this, right? So just don't sell what you haven't done or done for others. So for example, when I first got into more of a marketing coach, business coach role, at first I was just helping people with social media, because that was my background and that is what I knew how to do. I was able to grow my Instagram to 25,000 people. So that's where I started. I started helping other people with Instagram, and then it developed into more marketing coaching, more business coaching. And as I got the results for myself, and as I got the results from my clients, my marketing shifted and changed, but I was always operating with integrity. I was never telling people that I could do something that I had not done for myself or for my clients. Another part of this is to just be really, really congruent with your investments. If you are asking people to invest $5,000 in a coaching package with you, you better be willing to spend at least $5,000 on a coaching package for yourself. So I see this way too often, coaches, new coaches who are going out there, who are asking people for money, who want to put out an offer, but are not willing to invest in coaching themselves. What kind of message are you sending that, you know, you don't see the value in investing, or you can't invest in coaching, but you're asking other people to do it? It just reeks of, you know, misalignment and not being in integrity. So just make sure that you're congruent and that you're not asking people to do something that you're not willing to do for yourself. Next here is your environment and your association. So who is it that you want to be associated with? One of the major things here when it comes to being an influencer and being noticed and being recognized is environment. Who do you want to be associated with? Are there other influencers, peers, that you want to be in their circles? You want to be at their events? You want to be their friends? You want to be in their masterminds. An easy, easy way to do this and to put yourself in the position to have a relationship with influencers is, number one, to take their courses. And we've talked about this before. Take their courses and be the star student. Be the one that shines. They will recognize you. They will notice you. go to their events, or go to events where you know they will be. So you want to put yourself there. You want to put yourself in the same environment as the people that you want to be associated with, as the people that you want to be aligned with. This is such a crucial part. And I know that it sounds probably clicky, or, you know, like it's a popularity contest, but the reality is that, you know, one person that you work with, maybe you even want an influencer as a client, you can have just that one client or that one coach that you work with that just sets you off, that, you know, introduces you to other people, that introduces you to events, that introduces you to a different world, that elevates you and your brand. So I also, in your worksheet there, you'll see who do you want to be associated with and how to associate yourself with them. If it's an influencer, like I said, the easiest way is to attend their event or their course and be active, be engaged, get results, be the star student, stand out. This is really going to help elevate the brand in so many ways. All right, so that is it for the Raving Fans formula. What is your homework? So your homework is to develop your unique onboarding and offboarding process when it comes to one-on-one clients as well as course students. Next is to create an amazing customer experience. What is it that you're going to offer? What are some of the tools that you're going to use? The accountability software. You know, what is the unique things that you're going to do so that your customers feel like they are world class, first class, VIP, all of that great stuff. Next, I want you to ask for referrals. Now, if you're brand new, you may not be able to do this just yet, but if you have worked with clients in the past, or if you have done any work with anyone, ask them for a referral. Ask them to share or to let people know about your offers and your services, and perhaps you give them a finder's fee, or perhaps you give them an extra session as a thank you. Next, get testimonials and feedback. If you can go through any emails, any Facebook posts, any private messages, screenshot everything. Go back, and if you are in the middle or end of work with someone, ask for testimonials. If you've been done working with someone and you never did ask for a testimonial or feedback, you can attempt also to do this, but it may not work. You may not get people just because, you know, they may not remember, or, you know, they just not be in the mood to give you a testimonial a few months later, but you can always attempt it and see what testimonials you can get. If you are in current process with a client, I would do it towards the end. If you're in a group program, again, towards the end of the group program is where you want to get that testimonials and the feedback. Try not to wait until it's completely over. And then your Raving Fans formula worksheet, which is really going to help you just attract and magnetize your perfect client, your true tribe, and also how to just operate with total integrity in your business so that people respect you and people see you as the influencer, and so that you're in full alignment with what you're offering the world. All right, guys, so that is it for Module 8 of Get Paid, the Raving Fan Formula, how to elevate your impact. So that is actually it for the course. This is our last module, and I will see you guys on the inside of the group for questions about this.